Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't do anything. That's strange. That is the weirdest thing. Oh, it's a nice day. There we go. That's a little better. I just got the work. We did it. Did I get seen in my face and touch me? She was trying to do it. Just trying to make it work tonight. So I think it's a process to do it. It's a lot. It's a lot of time. It's literally didn't have a job. I'm trying to do it.
What's up? You know what time it is if you're listening to this shit. By the way, speaking of people listening to this shit, I was just looking at my stats even while I was gone because Lord knows I didn't get to get back on, and Saturday night I ended up going into work after they got home. I'm like, can I go into work? I said to my boss, can I come into work? So the other night we chased off this prostitute, right? So, like, you can't come in here no more. And she was smoking something in the bathroom, too. I have a good-sized bathroom on both sides, so somebody wants to pick a something up and smoke it, like, you definitely can have the room to do that. So they keep using our baby changer. How dare you? So anyhow, we tell her, we ain't doing that. Families come here for Swirl World, and they do. Hours of the night, actually, but machines turn off on their own. Well, we have no power after they turn off. They go to sleep at a certain time. So a lot of people leave disappointed. But either way, people, they'll show up. I like not dealing with too many people, but the people I do deal with. We should have a show called The People of Racetrack. So anyhow, you can't come here no more. Right? She's like, I guess I'll spend my money at 7-Eleven, which is across the street over here. So we're like, yeah, sure. You can go prostitute over there. Guy picks her up in Mercedes. Guess what shows up later? Mercedes. Parked in the handicap parking. Right? And the lady that chased them off, who's not with us anymore, April. She's outside smoking, and they honk the horn at her. So she's like, oh, this Mercedes-Benz honked the horn at me. So I'm like, you don't see that? She's literally banging her jaw right there in the parking space, and they honk the horn at her like, haha, see him back on the property. What are you going to do? My other coworker must never have met a prostitute before, because she was like, no, she's just homeless. Well, you're right on that part. Yes, a homeless prostitute. So it's been a very interesting weekend. And to top my weekend off, tonight's my last night of work, so this is my Friday. These motherfuckers here are posted up. Off in the cut. It's a store. Doing dope and shit. And not like the weed kind, the nice innocent dope that I would rather them do. It was heroin or something. Some corn sort of junk. And I mean, it was junk. It didn't look right. And it was like a baggie. And like, they're doing this in front of my vacuum and, you know, the little air thing and all that. Yeah. Right there. I'm cleaning up the trash in the lot because when I get there, it needs to be done. Okay. Love my boss. And the owner's really nice. There's lots of money to be made there. And moving up only, you only go up. You don't stay in one position, like, they just move you up really quick. So I just come in and do it, because we get marked off, even though we're a franchise now. So that means someone comes in and has to inspect everything that we do all the time. So I'm doing a parking lot. That's what I do now. And, like, first off, why you motherfuckers driving through the goddamn gas station like a bat out of hell? Secondly, that motherfucker better be glad that you didn't hit me with his car, because you better make sure I don't get the fuck up, because I'm dragging you out, that motherfucker. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, too. I'm going to fuck you up, you hit me with a car. Of course, I'm smart. I'm not hanging out in the run, but that was a close call, man. He was not driving safely at all, and this is a big gas station. Racetrack is a restaurant that sells gas. But apparently our biggest race sport, coffee. So, I pretty much run the kitchen part. My management there. And I, but I get paid every week, and that's awesome. So I'm going to be getting, like, a bigger paycheck soon because hours are only going up and people are less. So there's going to be two. And that one, ladies, working second and third. So anyway, that druggies, it's a very interesting job, and it's super dangerous. It's a dangerously awesome job, but also the junkies who come in there. I mean, one person, I'm like, you can't be in here no more. Like, you don't even have enough teeth, man, to eat any of this shit. Like, you need to go. You can't smoke crack in there no more. Like, stop taking hort. Can you quit taking hort baths? Like, I get it, man. I understand. I do. Nothing against you. But if I got to clean a bath for you, come on. You're breaking my balls. And then you people are throwing your trash out. While I'm cleaning, I just cleaned it. I turn around, this motherfucker done dumped his whole entire... You know, you can learn a lot about people. You know, I get it, Sarah. You had an extra milkshake and you need to hide that fact. Don't dump your shit on me. Don't dump it out in my parking lot right there. There's a trash can 4 feet away from you, bitch. Use it. Anywho, today's Girl Power Hour. I've been awake for a long time. So, but if I don't get on now, it's not going to happen. Because it doesn't let me sleep for 7 hours or some shit. Which I really shouldn't do. Not today, it's Monday. Like, on the weekend, I can see that. But, like, yesterday, my daughter was up when I got home. There's no sneaking around her. So I walked her to Denny's and the stroller, and we had a picnic for breakfast. And then when I finally went to sleep at 1 p.m., they went out, and she worked with Grandma in the yard and stuff, and she did a really good job. So they went to her favorite place, Lampoo. It's been a long time. I've been awake. But I mean, I went to bed last night, of course. But still, I'll be crashing after I do detective work, detail, forensic. I'm not training for my business. If anybody doesn't know what that is, that's like the certification of being like advanced cybersecurity analyst with like way up there. Dealing with actual situations and knowing how to deal with them is very detailed. The test is very, each question is very detailed, and you have to, like, be on point. So, especially if you're solving problems. So anyhow, we're doing our readings today. So come on down if you don't sit in the box. You know what's going to happen. But I'm only on here to do that, and the probability and possibility of the simulation theory. I want to touch on that for a second. Oh, my God. So, like, I watched an interesting live take of someone, like, it was like Grand Theft Auto, man. And the way that it was being done, like, you guys have sidewalks, too, with a motorcycle. And the way that it just seemed Have y'all checked Decked Out, A Glitch in the Matrix? It's on Hulu. Definitely give it a watch. I've had several glitches in my matrices. In fact, there was a glitch in the matrix here in this house. Neighbor comes from the outside, turns in from taking a right, I guess, inside. And I'm standing here waiting for the bus on the corner. I see her make her way down. There was no car behind her the first time around. Fine, she looks at me, she waves. Her window's like half down, the little car. It turns on my street, and then there's a dead end right here, and you can take a right, and there's no other way out. There's one way in and one way out. I turn around to go look again. Same lady, turning in right. So I see her come in like this. This time, there was a red truck behind her who belongs to the house over here, catty corner from me. She comes, same person, same car, same direction, looks at me, waves, window half down, turns on my street, getting in right here, takes a right, and she goes directly the same direction, but this time there was a behind her, and he went to his house. They were 2.5 seconds apart, maybe. It was, I turned my head, and it was the craziest thing. That is the third glitch in the matrix I've ever had happen to me. The first one was really weird. Me and my dog, Laddie, we're sitting above a whole lake, smoking. And it was a crazy day. And we were watching the sky or whatever, and it looked like somebody swirled, like you would swirl water or swirl, like, snow or something, where you would have a actual swirl there, and it was like a warp, like a wormhole, maybe. And it was weird. It was like someone just swirled the sky. Recently, and it does make sense now, too. A lot of things make sense when I watch that. And, you know, it doesn't have anything to do, like when you're looking at your horoscopes and stuff like that, is that an algorithm? Because some of these things, like the controlled test the guy was doing for himself, he was doing like week-long tests, but they were consecutive 12 days. And it would be like, I want to see a goldfish. Maybe walking down the road and suddenly just seen a sign I never seen before and it had a goldfish on it. It was like a street sign for a restaurant. You know, stuff like that. And you would notice certain things. Though on certain days and certain times, certain things happen already with our zodiacs and our moons and stuff like that. Are all of these just algorithms? Are we just part of a program that someone created? Are we just creating our own reality, like in real time? Where are we really? Because is this an avatar? Am I like a playable player and not an NPC? Or would I be an NPC who has grown to have their own sort of life? What is truly the probability of this? It just makes you wonder, man, because your brain's like a computer. Definitely. The memory, RAM, cognitive memory, there's long-term memory, short-term memory. Your short-term memory would be your RAM. Your long-term memory would be like your SPD or your HPD. It's very interesting how the brain works, and it just makes you wonder, like, are we creating all this? So does that mean, like, when they say you create your own reality, that's like, that's not just a metaphor? Is that why some people have the key to life, it seems, and things go way different for them than others who are even in the same profession, if you will? Like, this is very interesting to me. If you're reading some of the titles I have on the radio show, you'll see a lot of different things. We are definitely in danger as women, and I did not watch the Oscars, but Amy Schumer hit the nail on the head at every point, because I did watch some, you know, YouTube videos on stuff. I saw Will Smith defend his wife, and watching him cuss in real time, like, this man created his rap career on never uttering one cuss word in any of his songs, and to see him like that, and to be crying and emotional and standing up for the woman that he loves, like, this was, like, you can't buy that. You can't, that's not acting at all. That's, like, watching monkeys with wrenches for the first time, like, right? Seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing him like this, he's like, wow. He is not only a good person, he loves his fucking wife. And then, like, you can see, like, why he's such a good actor, because he's passionate about the things that he loves doing. But to see him cussing like that so strongly and slap a grown-ass man, Chris Rock, who deserved that whole incident. You know, don't do that. I mean, all fun and game, all fun and love and war and games and shit, but you shouldn't make fun of Will Smith's wife for having alopecia. She's fucking Jada Pinkett Smith. What's wrong with you? She could walk around with, like, Mr. Clean and still be better than you. Seriously. But, you know, that's people. And that's what comedians do, to make fun of people. But Will Smith was definitely proved himself today. Not that he hasn't to her every time, I'm sure. That was momentous. Like, oh, I don't have to hate all the men in the world. There might be some that are as awesome as Gomez Adams and Will Smith, right? So anyhow, this must be it's been some odd weeks lately. It's been super quiet, but not really. Because when I go look, and this is what they always do lately, because I've been not able to last that much longer. That's what he said. We are at, I was at 1781. So we went up by 5, but that's, like, really significant since I didn't make any contact with anybody. We had a certain spike on 4 downloads. Do they download them? I don't know who it is that's downloading. But I can see who's listening for this, like, this term this week. Right now, Canada, you've come up to 6.2. United Kingdom's at 2.41. Netherlands at 1.2. Morocco's at 1.2. United States went to 86.75. That's because everybody else is listening more. Usually the United States is up in the 90s, so that's pretty cool. I've got United Kingdom, Netherlands, whoever's listening will show up on the map, and we now have 34 countries, so that's pretty cool. I'm almost on every, I want Australia really bad. I just want to see people just one time. It doesn't matter if it's almost there. They'll show up. It's just so awesome. I want to, my dream on this is to cover the entire map. Russia has listened a lot. Did anyone notice that Norway looks like a penis? Like a dick. Like a weird. And then you've got this other one. Like, it's like a guy that has 3 weird penises. It's so right there, and then there's one to the right, which is, like, part of Russia, which also is over here on the other side of Russia. These people are just racist as fuck. I actually have a girl that makes jugs over there who's really awesome. I'm sure during this tough time with all of the, as they call them, when they do the sanctions, the only thing that hurts is their people. I'm going to buy some dreads from her. She's really awesome, and she would never do this to Ukraine. In fact, I think she's from Ukraine, and she just lives in Russia. That would be a good idea right now. But yeah, I send her some of my answers. Making some of her famous videos. So anywho, thanks for those countries for listening in, whoever you are. I missed you people. Thanks for listening. For those of you who stopped by during my weird fucking rant for my show, apologies on what you might be running into. And if nobody's in the box, then I'm just going to start, like, going on whatever other things that I want to touch on. That's what he said. Yeah. And let's see. If we stay on to the very end, there'll be someone. But it'll give them, like, 5 minutes to work with, and then we'll go over time. Which is fine. I don't mind going over time at all. Really don't mind at all. But that's 37 minutes right now. That's left. Fuck that shit right now. I'll catch up on sleep and not look like this and just sleep the time right now. Maybe spend some time with my kid, you know, on weekend. You gotta spend time with your kid. We had picnics, she had a good time. I'll take her to do something on Tuesday and Wednesday. Probably go to the library. But 36 minutes on this shit. Now, what am I saying? Like, the realities and shit, like, is this a simulation? The probability of that? I don't know. I think anything is possible. After everything that I've been through, nothing is impossible now. Everything is... There is nothing off the table that cannot be possible with everything that I have just learned with networking. And I mean, I am in hardcore deep in ones and zeros. And yes, I can understand ones and zeros. But I'm getting better and better. Nobody loves their life. Well... Do I love my life? I mean, I'm going to do cry all the time. It's not terrible. There's people who are trying to undermine my, basically try to lie in, like, really big court proceedings, but I have receipts. I don't know why you did it. I don't know why. Don't do that. You're not supposed to start off lying, idiot, because when I bring all this paperwork, then what are you going to, what happens then? Idiot. I've tried it. It just doesn't work. And he's like, fucking bearing himself. He just doesn't. You can't keep me quiet forever. I have the loudest mouth in the South, trust me. Though I do say Holly at work probably, I probably second her because and she can whistle like my dad and like weird like a dude. And it's just painful. That shit hurts my ears. I can't do it. I can't whistle like that. So let's see if we can get in here. I don't know if I can make it the whole time. It's going to literally be a show full of. And that's what he said. I swear to God, there's always a way. There's always a way. I can't help it. I've been in the kitchen for a few years. And, how it is. What we do. If you leave that door unlocked or even slightly creak that door open, I'm going to bust through it like the Kool-Aid Man. Don't even acknowledge it. And you're like, oh, yeah. All day. All right, let's see what's in our predictions this week. I was just looking at the moon. You can see it directly over my sword in every position. If someone could write back what he said, and remember, guys, those on the radio, I was asked if people were interacting and responding and corresponding and stuff, because it sounds like I'm having like weird conversations with myself where I'm not on topic, and every topic matters and we only have an hour, so I have to sleep. I promise you'll leave this show with more answers, but a lot of questions too. I said, is this right? Just kidding. If you haven't seen Dan Girl, shut the fuck up. So, anywho, so the new moon will occur on Friday, which is April 1st, at 2:24 a.m. Now, early Friday, the new moon occurs in the sign of Aries. The new moon in Aries marks the beginning of a cycle, the new cycle, which is the Pisces new moon cycle ending and the Aries new moon cycle beginning. It's so weird. The moon looks fucking weird to me at my job because it's sitting in just the right spot, and it's just like you can see, like, it's having a permanent exit when it's in the position it's in now. Ugh, I can't even say it. I'm a fucking child when it comes to this. I'm funny also, so that's how I've gotten through life. I have humor. Pull out with the D. Okay. It's confession time. I was solicited to. Not for prostitutes, but this guy was trying to hit on me at work. And it was really, I'm like doing my hot case. And solicited a dick pic to me. Of which a screenshot of that, well, someone else's family sent to me. Oh my God. I just saw it when I got home, not realizing what I was about to find. It's ginormous, and it's like he's left-handed, I guess, and he's been alone for a long time. It looked like the kolaches that I make. It's a giant pig in a blanket. It's, but it was magnificent nonetheless. Like, whoa, you need to, like, you might need a machine for that. And you split me in half, man. So anyway, this isn't a kid's show. So when you pulled out the D, pull out the D. I just, this is, blew out like bird vomit. So yeah, I was just like, I just put my phone down and I'm like, I should probably pick up praying right now. So anyhow, 30 minutes. Don't think I'm gonna last. I'm gonna make a button that said, "That's what he said." I mean, that's what he said. She said. Right now, I just kind of like threw up all my stuff. My computer is so secure and is so picky about what happens to it that I can't stream you now because it's not technically safe. It says it will not, it will not allow my camera to play. It won't do anything. It just shuts it straight down. My radio show, there's a green lock on it. I can't get the green lock to work on me, and I don't know what's going on with my... Well, I know what's going on with my connection because it's not private. So they must have the thingy. Okay, so somebody, I pointed up my camera and my other computer, the one that I was on my 45th hard reset on that bitch when it finally burnt out. It was a trooper. And that was my 45th reset in 2 days during a severe hacker fight with complete hijacking. Anyway, this one won't let nothing happen. But that one, like, I don't get fucked 10 ways or some ways, just like my... That is the exact thing I'm always talking about. Okay, so I have my stuff, like, it doesn't just search jobs for me. It applies to them automatically. And I got it going through Indeed or whatever. I have a 7-page resume, and I'm very, computers is my thing. So this job I was trying to get was cush as fuck. And it was, like, every week pay, like what I'm getting now, but work, and I'd be less tired. I'm like, I look like crap right now because I'm working my ass off. And I don't want to give up on this job yet because I haven't found anything better. Mom, this awesome job that I applied for a long time ago just called me, and I was like, I'm elbow deep in racetrack ass. I'm literally recording in on the radio. I forgot who it was, but it was appointment setting where they call in. You don't call anybody? Cush ass job. And it's like, I know. I told her, it was like, I haven't given up on it yet, but I will keep, is this a good number? She's like, yeah, you can call me back for a job. So, yeah, I'm going to keep her number for when I'm tired of being, I was like, when I get tired of being thrown under the bus, I'll definitely call you. I literally did that during a radio show and streaming. Wonderful. What?
You know, they go on top of each other and they go.
Oh, the lizards are. Oh, yeah. My mom just saw two lizards banging it. What? He's hitting her with his tail, too? As he's doing it. Wow. Yeah, we've got some real evolution. Evolution of the gnolls. Now they're selling those at pet stores. They're selling them at pet stores now. Green ones. That you can capture outside. I know. Did you remember to breathe? Yep. Yes, you can. I told you that guy that was I thought was dead at the lake. Yeah, I know. No, did you see the guy at the lake? I'm surprised the police didn't come. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they get the bennies.
We buy them.
Yeah.
People are stupid. We're not made to last. 24 minutes. I don't think I'm going to make it, guys. I'm not going to make it. I know. I had to get a showing. Because I'm not going to, you're going to let me sleep till 8 again. Well, I'm also struggling with my voice right now. I'm catching whatever the fuck she brought to work. I hate her so much right now. She's bitching and sexy. Yeah, my nose is definitely feeling better, but I shared a small space with this motherfucker.
Right.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I need to turn her into a mouse and put her in a box. I would like to push her down some stairs. Not that I would, but I would like to.
Anyway,
I'm not going to make it. All right. Everyone, I'm not making it. I've tried coffee, but I've been on coffee all night. That's how I make it through the night. But tonight I only had 2 successful coffees. I think I made one and threw it out on accident. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Well, remember, people, don't do school, drink your drugs, and stay in milk. All right, love y'all. Thanks for stopping by. There's still 3 people on here. Is one of them myself? If I can see myself, I don't know. I don't know how fucking you know works, but I am on that shit. I'll probably get another computer just for streaming. That's like a Windows computer because you know why it'll be easier? Because Windows will let you get fucked 10 days to Sunday. And, you know, Windows will work for a while. I got a Linux, and not just that, it's a fucking Dell. And it's also got 2 different Linux operating systems on it right now, plus Plan 9 and all kinds of dick shit. And nothing's getting in here. I cannot stream with the fuck on it. It shuts it down immediately because, you know, footage is not private. But that's another show for another day. And soon we'll be able to write and finish the story. Another chapter in my book. It's going in my book, though, so everything has to be, like, factual. And on my side, it's not hard because it's the truth. So that's what sucks. You're just fucking your own self. And you're doing it on purpose. Like, you're going to go down in flames, girl. I tried to stop you. But honestly, all of this was just an experiment because I am going to be helping women that are in this position, so I need to know what kind of things they're going to be up against. So when they hear all that, now him hitting me, I didn't want to need him to do that. He did it with my daughter in my arms, and that was not okay. It's never okay to do that in front of your kids. So, and she's autistic and crazy at times, but we're getting there. He makes things worse. So, going to go down in flames. I'm not done yet. And then I'm going to go after my husband, too. You don't use, one does not simply use my social security number to rent houses and buy and shit. No, no, no. Daddy's coming home to Dallas, so I will be coming after that ass, and I'm going to be taking any properties and all monies that he has. You're still fucking married. And he's using my identity. So is someone else and has been since 2015. Andrew Johnson. Yeah, go fuck yourself. So, deuces. We're at 20 minutes. I'm not going to last. It ain't going to happen. And what time is it? My time? 12:17? Is that how much time I have left? Oh, it's 12:17. I'm going to sleep for like 7 hours. It sucks. Yep, I'm not going to make it. So, if y'all miss me, which you're going to, come on. Now on Tuesday we'll be streaming, and I had that guest earlier this week, so he wants to make Tuesdays our day, so I'm going to stream and do my radio show then too. And then it's just whatever we talk about. So he was pretty interesting, and it was fun. I liked it. He kept it clean, he was cool, and he was a gentleman. So I'll as long as I keep remembering that it's a hand and not a pot leaf next to your face, like, I'll guess anybody, but gotta be careful with that. I was told, and I experienced it, like, we could have got kicked off of you now for that shit. Yeah, 19 minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and do this. He came in and all that. Oh, yeah, right now is a good time to commit to personal goals or express the positive energies on the side of the ram. Now, remember, time to take action. Try something new. Innovative, go out of a gusto, and confidence. Be assertive without being aggressive. Take charge of our lives. That's why I sound like shit. I'm getting fucking sick. Strong cycle under which to reevaluate our relationships with ourselves, and with this spontaneous energy, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives. It's time to make some solid yet realistic plans and to set the stage for reaping rewards from our new beginnings. As little or as big as they may be, in approximately 2 weeks' time after the full moon occurs. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and thus a new moon in Aries is especially ripe with opportunity for a new beginning. We might consider acting on a constructive impulse and following a hunch or taking risks. Aries learns through experience and action. Oh, I might make it. What? Is that the new baby?
Yeah.
Well, sitting with her head straight up. She looks like Jason. And she looks like Jasmine too a lot. And yeah, I see everybody. Yeah, I see a little bit of everybody. Aw, she made it. She can put her bear suit on now. I want to see the bear suit. I paid for a bear suit. I want to see the bear suit.
It's more than 3 months.
Yeah. Very cute. My niece had another baby. I'm a great aunt. Yeah. right now is the time to make some solid yet realistic plans to set the stage for reaping rewards for our new beginnings as little as it will be in approximately 2 weeks' time after the full moon occurs. Aries is the first sign of zodiac, and that's a new moon in Aries, especially ripe with opportunity for new beginnings. We might consider acting on constructive impulse and only hunts or taking risks. Remember that. Learning through experience and action, this is Aries, and we might treat ourselves to a little adventure now. It's good to cycle under which to discover the benefits of expressing ourselves with authenticity. Expressing ourselves as we are without putting on airs. I never do that. I should. That means I'm going to have pink eyebrows. Either pink or purple hair, shave the side of my mohawk. My hair grows so fast. Ridiculous. So, Aries is the, self-sufficient one. You might find ways to have you on. Another reason to be happy about doing so. Relying on ourselves. It will go a long way towards finding inner happiness and what we, how we can accomplish being self-sufficient without blaming others for not helping us out. It's a time to revitalize ourselves through experiences and break the routine and involve doing something new and fresh. Now this moon aligns with Mercury and occurs when all major planets are there, suggesting a courageous mindset and few obstacles. However, Mars, the ruler of Aries, is applying to a conjunction to Saturn, and while we're ready to work hard and pace ourselves, we can be combating some fear of not being number one. Doesn't matter. Well, as long as you're living your most honest truths, number one, number 10, number 5, as long as it's something constructive and good, I don't see why matters. We got some serious aspects here, a lot of Aries going on. Okay, so this stage of the moon occurs at 11 degrees and 31 minutes of Aries, affecting people born with personal planets. And points at approximately 8 to 16 degrees of cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Why the fuck am I involved in this? God. Now, the second chart here I have will be of the last quarter moon. Now, we are going to catch up here, March 25th. This occurred on Friday, 1:37 a.m. Now, the moon was exact when the sun and the sun was still in the Capricorn. Now, this was the point of crisis and of consciousness. Now, this is where we kind of were basking in the awareness we symbolized by the full moonlight at the time of last week's full moon, and now we just place our knowledge and come to a point to where we need to sort out what is, isn't working, that sort of thing. So, next week is new moon, and this is when something new is born once again. So it's kind of like starting over the cycle. It wasn't the best time to start a project. That's why, because of the decreasing of light, so the moon symbolizes descent into unconsciousness. So it's the time to begin to finish any details, that of which was conceived at the last new moon. Now, what revelations did you have last week? What did they mean to you? What can be done now, sort of thing. Now, this phase of the moon occurred at 4 degrees and 33 minutes of Capricorn, greater than at 4 degrees and 33 minutes of Aries, affecting people born with personal planets and points. Approximately 3 to 7 degrees of cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, fucking Libra, and Capricorn, most significantly. Smack my fucking balls. We already went through where the planets are right now, so if you want to know where that bullshit is, it's on the last episode. Remember, we have, on April 1st, we have Venus semi-square Mercury. Now, this communications between lovers are superficial and unsatisfying. Perhaps awkward superficiality and romantic expression may exist right now. So that's going to be of the first. March 28th, which, what is that today? I think that's today. Affection stabilizing and mature relationships are stabilized and steady, although feelings are expressed reservedly, formally or sparingly, and an air of formality is brought to personal or social relationships. a new sense of realism and existing partnership comes in. A sense of duty may lead us to sacrifice a personal pleasure for a cause for a loved one. Thus, we may have to abstain from personal gratification. For the time being, problems in personal relationships have been swept under the carpet may be visible now. So we're going to come to a surface, and we need to be ready to face them. Dissatisfaction with loved ones become more glaring. Renewed ties to old friends or lovers are possible, or a new sense of responsibility in existing relationships. April 1st, as I was saying, the semi-square of Mercury with Venus communications, superficial. The 2nd to 3rd, Venus semi-square Chiron. Love cannot be forced. This is not a commitment-friendly transit, as we may feel alienated for no apparent fucking reason. So if you're a toxic piece of shit, you might as well just leave the relationship. Save yourself the problem and the person sitting next to you having to deal with the shit. Venus contraparallel Mercury on the 8th. Interactions bring up questions. We tend to analyze our feelings and relationships. Now, we will have... no point in going over the void because no one will understand that shit. Now, in the aspect, see if anyone should have that. Didn't think I was going to last 10 minutes. If no one pops on now, that'll be surprising as hell. It is Monday, though. I do hardly get anyone on Monday. This is true that works, so it's not surprising. On the weekend, if I get on like 10, 11, I'll be able to catch my crowd because they're all over there most of the time calling in West Coast. Sometimes I get the East Coast in the early morning, but I don't know. It just depends on who's awake at the time. It'll be hard to satisfy the ego today. We feel blocked by circumstances or others. It's easy to feel discouraged, but discouragement is a time waster. Gratitude isn't forthcoming right now, so it's best to wait it out rather than waste any due letting it get to you. Mercury semi-square Mars. We are quick-witted and ready to argue into this influence. We may be working in a stressful heads of conditions as we feel pressure to get things done quickly. We are inclined to be snappy and irritable. Yeah, it sounds like April. And it may be too easy to interrupt others other than listening. Conflicts of interest are likely. Venus conjunct Saturn affection. Stabilize and mature relationships with stabilize and steady. Although feelings are expressed, as I said, reservedly. An air of formality is brought to personal and social relationships. A new sense of realism and existing partnerships. Sense of duty may lead us to sacrifice a personal pleasure for a cause or for a loved one. Well, we may have to abstain from personal gratification for the time being. Financial discipline, realism, and maturity are possible now. We are more likely to be conservative when it comes to spending. Sound judgment may be exercised. Problem in personal relationships that have been swept under the carpet might be surfaced now. We are ready to face them. There's no are we, and it says, and we are ready to face them. We're ready to face these traumas. We're ready to deal with this. Okay. Dissatisfaction with loved ones become more glaring. Support from older people and authority figures may come by way of solid advice or tangible help. That's for me. Renewed ties to old friends are possible, or a sense of responsibility in relationships that exist. And Mercury semi-square Saturn had tape redoing tasks we thought we had finished. Problems getting from point A to point B, delays of communication, negative thinking, hypersensitivity, criticism. These are all potentials now. The energy is best used for focusing on fixing errors rather than harping on how irritating they are. Mercury semi-square Venus. Difficulties are in social or romantic communication are possible today. On the other hand, we may make more efforts to be polite and to communicate. Hypersensitivity and lack of mental discipline, our minds wander. Sun conjunct Chiron, an opportunity to find a sense of purpose for a mission arises now, so increasing our confidence. Alternatively, we might face life lessons that let us get in touch. Today's Monday. I just said it was Monday, too. Someday, I know we could sit there before 12. Crazy. Alternatively, we might face life lessons that get us in touch with the insecurities that hold us back from feeling confident. The desire to learn and grow through experiences and through others is strong. Problem solving is favored. Mercury conjunct Chiron, our intuitive understanding increases. This influence can stimulate us to open our minds and to learn from circumstances and from others. Sudden awareness spurs us to grow and improve. The death card just jumped out at me for no reason. My cards have been screaming at me for the past couple days. I'm getting fucking sick. Asshole came to work sick. Let's see. Spirit. Sun conjunct Chiron, an opportunity to find a sense of purpose or a mission arises now, increasing our confidence. Alternatively, we might face life lessons that get us in touch with the insecurities that hold us back from feeling confident. The desire to learn and grow through experiences and through others is strong. Problem-solving favorite. I have no problem rereading it again. So. I sound like shit right now. We got to our intuitive understanding increases. The influence can stimulate us to open our minds and to learn from circumstances and from others. Sudden awareness spurs us to grow and improve. We are also more open to new ways of looking at problems that life in general. There may be some hypersensitivity, sensitivity to what is communicated now, however. So try to stay safe. Pick and choose your battles. Mercury conjunct the sun. We are especially sharp, communicative, and open at this time, and our wants are aligned with our thoughts. It's a favorable time for solving problems. What we say right now has impact, for better or for worse. Very, very interesting. Hands or something. Now, the 29th, moon moves into Pisces, 12:30 a.m., bringing on the need to unwind, go with the flow, or accept and forgive. Now, at the same time, breaking the routine can be appealing and refreshing. This moon transit awakens our need for spiritual refreshment or an escape from everyday life. So be evasive or what we might thought was a conflict or a confrontation. So while we seek some solitude, the moon, harmony, and Uranus tonight, on this night, we're also, tonight actually, isn't it? Or today's the 28th. No, it is the 28th. It's tomorrow. My days and nights mixed up because I work overnight, that's why. While we seek some solitude, the moon's harmony with Uranus tonight, we're also in great shape for supporting one another. Now, the void moon continues until the moon enters Pisces. There's a certain amount of time where there's an in-between, but I don't think explaining it will matter right now. March 30th, today's Pisces moon aligns with Jupiter and Neptune, and getting in touch with our imaginative, compassionate side is pleasurable and rewarding. Still, Mercury-Saturn semi-square points to the potential delays and miscommunications. We may need to manage some inconveniences in our communications in transit. It's essential to draw on the patience, as minor edits can ultimately benefit us. Our Sun Pluto quintile helps us take on comfortably strategic approach to our lives. Can't fucking talk. It's so weird. Oh, yeah, because I was smoking weed. Let's do that again. Oh, yeah, dry mouth. Let's make something that's terrible, terribler. So, let's see. Now, when it enters Aries, Aries moon is straightforward and enterprising. The moon aligns with Mercury in Aries, and we're full of exciting ideas. We're headed towards the new moon in the sign exact early tomorrow on the 1st, after which we want to start fresh. Until then, it's better to wind down, reflect, settle things, and tie up loose ends. Now, with that void moon, it occurs at 2:37 a.m. With the moon's last aspect before changing signs, it sextiles to Pluto until the moon enters Aries at 5:31 a.m. So, yay! So if you have a moon in Aries, we're motivated by a strong desire for a start fresh, that instinct to start something new is with us now, as well as the gumption to do so. Our pioneering impulses are strong, and we feel energetic, spontaneous, and enthusiastic. We may also be tactless and impulsive now. Excess energy is best channeled into physical activity. Now the moon in Aries generally favors the following activities, quick actions that yield immediate results. I'm all about that. Energy shakings that involve the self and personality, saying power may be lacking, self-assertion, taking on challenges, beginning short-term projects. So, yay. That is the tea. We lasted till 2 minutes. I can't believe we did. I haven't done a long show in a while. I haven't been lasting as long. I have to say that thing you said is like word vomit. So the death card jumped out at me. Oh, Lord. Lords of Acid. More Lords. Lordy, Lord, Lord. Oh, these cards. Lots of things here. Does he look like a twat monster? Yeah, right? He looks like a baby. Big-ass baby's ass. So, anyhow. Stay groovy. Oh, I don't look that pretty right now, but thank you for your compliment. I am so tired. I can't believe we made it the last 50 seconds. You guys have been wonderful. Thanks for showing up, and thanks for listening, and thanks everybody who comes to my show and listen. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting me and listening to the show for the last 3 years, and July will be 3 years exactly. I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, I go see Sean in person through glass because they're not doing the phone stuff anymore, so I'll be seeing what Sean B is doing because I have no idea what I did with the letter that I wrote back. I have no idea. But that's the tea, y'all. I love you much. Take care of yourselves. Make good decisions. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Black Lives Matter. Thank you, Joe Biden, for not being a piece of shit. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. I'll be back on later.